Yeah, I thought it's obviously a big win for us. We get to go to the finals here and have an opportunity to defend the Hawkeyes championship. I don't know if we were at our best tonight. Give Maine credit; they did a heck of a job. They get on top of you in the neutral zone. They're deep pinch all the time. We just had a little bit of trouble advancing pucks, and we didn't have enough sustained offensive zone pressure. But at the end of the day, our power play was very good, and our goaltender was excellent. So, and at the end, we hung on there, and we did a good job of not giving them too many quality chances. And when they had them, Caron was excellent.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions for the players and then come back to Coach. We'll start with Brian.
Brian Foisey, Boston Hockey Blog. For Lane, can you just talk about what Matthew Caron's play tonight meant for the defense?
Yeah, knowing he's back there, he makes it really easy for, all our D. And, he's just that extra layer. No one's going to be perfect, and, mistakes are going to happen. But knowing he's back there, he always has our backs, and, we like to have his back too.
Go up front to Rich.
Brian, just talk about this fourth game with Boston College, a dream matchup, what the building's going to be like tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be obviously a crazy atmosphere like it always is, but we're going to be ready. It's always exciting playing those guys, and to get to play them in the Hockey East Championship makes it even more special. So we'll be ready to go.
And then we'll go back to John next.
Gracie Davenport, Boston Hockey Blog. Ryan, just what can you say about your development in year two, not just offensively but also defensively? You're out there on the PK closing out the game as well, so.
Yeah, I feel like I've been able to play in a lot of situations this year, and I've tried to just take pride in that and run with that as best as I can. And like you said, I think it's important to focus on both sides of the puck. I think it just strengthens your overall game, and thanks to Coach obviously and the guys that I'm surrounded by, it makes it very easy.
John.
John Doyle, USCHO.com. Lane, you really seem to enjoy scoring in this building. What is it about the big games like, the Bean Pod, last year's tournament, and tonight?
Yeah, obviously great plays all around by, Macklin to give me that puck, and then LeChance taking away the eyes as usual. But I think just, being in this situation, being able to play at TD Garden, it's really cool for our guys. And, luckily pucks have been going in, so hopefully it keeps going in.
Jason Espostalis here, WTVU Sports. Lane, I want to kind of go over the penalty kill for tonight. On both occasions, you guys took two really tough penalties to two main guys from that PK, Nick Zabin and Cade Weber. Just how were you guys able to weather the storm, knowing that what kind of pressure the Nadeau brothers could put onto you on the power play?
Yeah, I think our kill did a great job. They've been doing great all year, and that's really a strength of our team. When we take a penalty, whether it's a good call or bad call, we know our kill's going to get up for it and, give us momentum from it.
George, up there.
Lane, question for you. You guys averaged 32.5 shots on goal per game in the Hockey East play. They held you to almost a little better than half of that. What does it say about this team that you had to play main style of game and you still found a way to win?
Yeah, obviously credit to them, limiting our shots and our chances, but I think we got some great players on this team, and the chances they did give us were pretty big, and we were able to capitalize.
One more for the players if it's there. All right, guys. Larry, and then we'll go.
Thanks. Guys, what, again, you're 6-for-11 against them on the power play, and that, that and Caron, again, obviously were the keys tonight. Just thoughts on what makes them difficult to play against? I mean, only 18 shots in the game. But again, you guys were able to come out with the win. Thank you.
Ryan, why don't you take that one first?
All right, yeah. I think they just play the right way. They have some good depth on that team, and guys that know how to play the right way, play a detailed game. And, I think they know how to stick to their structure. They know what they want to do coming into the game, and I think they they usually execute it pretty well. So, I thought we were ready for it, and although we didn't get as many shots as we wanted to, I thought we still pushed through it.
All right, guys, thank you. You can head back to the locker room. Questions for Coach. Go to Gracie, then Rich. Sorry, Gracie, then go to Rich. to your left, Gracie.
Special teams really decided that November series and same storyline tonight. So just what needs to be better at 5-on-5 tomorrow?
We just have to, you know, have some more sustained offensive zone pressure. I thought we didn't spend enough time in the offensive zone. I think that was a big part of it. And playing against BC, you have to manage the puck through the neutral zone, in your zone. You got to make sure you're advancing pucks north. You can't give them second and third opportunities. And I thought tonight we didn't do a good enough job of advancing pucks at certain times. So tomorrow night, that's a key.
Hi, Jay. Rich Thompson, Boston Herald. Just talk about your team's ability to pass the puck and find the open guy for those first three goals.
Yeah, we have some talented offensive players. So, you know, they're going to make plays when you have good players like that. We have really good depth on all four of our lines. We have some really good D that can move the puck. So when you have that, you're going to be able to make plays. So I think that's a big part of it.
Bill Bell and Scott.
Bill Fraser, Boston Hockey Blog. Just what has Ryan Green's versatility meant for your team this season?
Yeah, he's been excellent for us. You know, he plays in every situation. He's first over the boards on the penalty kill. He's first over the boards on the power play. He plays a ton 5-on-5. He's out there at the end of games. He's just becoming more of a complete player. So he's been really good for us. He's a big part of our team. He's a big part of why we are where we're at.
Scott McLaughlin, WEI. Lane mentioned Shane LaChance taking away the eyes on his goal. He makes a big power forward type move on Green's second goal. What can you say about his ability to not just be big and physical, but to use that effectively?
Yeah, he's a really intelligent player, and he understands how to use his body and protect pucks. He's got a long reach, but he anticipates very well too. He's obviously very good in front of the net at his size. He knows how to take the goalie's eyes away. But he's also very good in the power play recovering pucks, and that's what happened on Green's second goal there. He did a heck of a job recovering the puck and then finding Macklin on the weak side. So he's just a really intelligent player, understands what makes him successful, and that always helps a player when he understands what his identity is.
Jason up there.
Jason Scales, Inside Hockey. Outside looking in, Caron's kind of the weak link, like I said, outside looking in. What was it? Because tonight he was phenomenal. What was it that you saw in him to bring him to you guys? And what's he given all year?
I disagree that Caron's a weak link.
No, I'm saying outside looking in.
I don't understand the question.
You guys are stacked. From where I sit, he'd be the guy that would not.
Well, from where I sit, he's been unbelievable for us.
No, he has. I'm just saying, what was it about him that brought him to you guys? What did you see in him at Brown?
He was an excellent goalie last year in the ECAC. When we found out he wanted to transfer and we went in the portal, it was a home run for us to get him. And I think for him, how much he's improved since the start of the year is incredible. Credit to Brian DeCord too. They've worked very closely together. He's gained more confidence, and he's won a lot of hockey games for us. So. He was excellent again tonight, and it was great to see. I think for him, too, getting the opportunity to play in the Beanpot and playing in this environment helped him. And then you saw that tonight. He was very comfortable out there, and he did a heck of a job.
We'll go John, Brian, and then we'll finish up with Bell. So John first, please.
Thanks, Jay. Huge momentum swing when that goal was called off. And then Maine scores to make it 2-1. So I'm wondering what the vibe was on the bench at that time. Did you say anything?
Of course it's a, you know, you think you're up 3-0 and all of a sudden, you know, they take it away. And then they score, I don't know how long it was after that on the power play. But our guys are, you know, they do a lot of the talking on the bench this time of year. They lead the group, they hold each other accountable. They just said, hey, it's not gonna hurt us. Let's just keep playing. And, you know, we ended up getting another opportunity on the power play and capitalizing. So it's a credit to our group. They're a mature group. A lot of these guys have been in these situations before. And the young guys are very mature as well. So I think that helps our team.
We'll go Brian, then Bill. We're done.
Coach, just on Caron, how has he sort of transitioned into becoming a part of the team since transferring, and how have you seen that grown over the season?
Well, I think for our group, our guys come in in the summer, train together, work out together, so they really get to know each other then, and I think that certainly helps. So he fit right in. He's a really competitive guy. I think right away he was in, you know, working out with these guys, and I think they understood that this kid's competitive. He's actually really strong for a goalie too. So guys love seeing that, and he's fit in very well with our group.
Question with Bill.
Coach, just Cade Weber, game time decision, and then play some really important minutes. What does that say about his character and kind of will to win in his final season with you guys?
Yeah, I was not surprised that he played. He didn't practice all week, so we were, you know, unsure. But I was confident. He's really tough. I think he might have played the most minutes tonight for us as well. I didn't check that, but he had an excellent game. You know, he sacrifices himself to help us win hockey games. He's had an incredible year for us, so we're really happy to have him out there tonight.
Question